This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
James, guarded by Jackson Davis. James comes left, step back, another three for LeBron. James hits another one. He is 5 for 5 and has 17 points.
LeBron James.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wib
on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, this is so fun. This is so fun to me.
Super fun.
No, this is fun.
Is it?
Yes, I don't normally get to do this.
Do what?
You know, be the naysayer.
It's crazy because normally... Like, your team pom-poms, and I'm the hater. You called me the dismisser.
The dismisser.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now here you are.
I
don't like this trade.
Okay, but how y'all want it?
Jimmy.
How y'all want
Jimmy?
It?
Jimmy. I want it real.
Like, thank you. Then that's what it is.
You
like,
promised me when we started this deal three and a half years ago.
Authenticity.
You're going to keep it real.
Like, dude, 408, check yourself. Want to know what the text says? Willard, shut up.
Oh, God.
We have Jimmy now, so wake up. Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on. Let me go get my pom-poms.
Oh.
Hey, talk for a minute. I'm getting my pom-poms out.
J-J-J-I-M-M-M-M-Y. J-I-M-M-M-Y. Jimmy.
Hang on. I'm having a hard time.
B-B-B-U-T-T-T-L-E-R. J-I-M-M-M-Y. Jimmy Butler!
Wait, where's my Warrior band?
Jimmy Buckets! Where's your oversized Warrior fan finger?
I have a hoodie, too.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me wrap myself in this Warrior poster that's on the wall.
Please don't touch it. It's going to fall down, and Director of Sports will never, Grandy, as you know, I know you're eating, he will never be able to re-affix
never
it.
Again. Like, I mean, are you going to play the Brian Baumgartner, Will, or do you have to be a homer?
Do you have to be such a homer?
Three and a half years for me to come out and be like, I really don't feel good about this. And now we're like, well, dude, we've got him, so shut up and like it.
Why are you such a hater, Mark?
No.
Do you have to be such a homer?
I guess
Mark,
not.
Mark, you out here sounding like a hater, my brother.
Sorry.
Filmo,
sorry.
Keep it real.
Like, this is how I feel. I think that there was a better approach out there for the Warriors than Jimmy Butler. And quite frankly, I'm a little surprised how many people suddenly are in on Jimmy Butler, who for the last 6 months did not sound like they were in on Jimmy Butler.
I was not in on Jimmy Butler. I don't believe there was a better deal out there. And pending any additional information about what Cam could have fetched, it doesn't feel like Cam or Nikola were out there. For me, you and Grandy last week, I was out, you were in. You guys got me all revved up over the idea of doing something is better than doing nothing.
Agreed.
And, well, this is something.
Yes, and
This is a big old something.
And if you tell me, if Mike Dunleavy were to sit down and be like, actually, Cam Johnson, they wanted 5 first-round picks. We knocked on every door, and this was literally the only thing available. I would have said, yeah, then you should do it. Then you should do it. I'm not sitting here telling you that it's DEFCON 5 disaster. They're the stupidest organization ever. But this is not what I would have hoped as far as the Warriors making a move that actually makes them a better basketball team. I do think everybody should ask themselves that. And I in fact, speaking of Grandy, like, you know, the three of us, we've gone round and round about this for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, at least.
And what have I said? Don't just make a deal. Like, a lot of you were just bored. Like, a lot of the deals that I heard people wanted, I'm like, you just want something to happen. And Grandy, I accused you of that a time or two. Like, you're just bored and you want something. That's not, in my opinion, a great reason.
Can I ask you a question, Willard?
Sure.
Have you watched Jimmy Butler play basketball before?
Tons.
Oh boy, this is such a loaded question.
You gotta be kidding me, dog. You have sat here with us for the last 6 months and I've never heard you once tell me the Warriors have got to go get Jimmy Butler, and he was the most gettable guy this entire time. We all knew it.
I don't think he was not like my ideal acquisition. There were a few others that I wanted more. But he's going to make this team a whole hell of a lot better.
Your opinion.
Yeah.
Great. Have it. I have mine. I don't see it. And he's 35. I've watched Jimmy Butler for 15 years. Jimmy Butler is a phenomenal basketball player. I happen to not be here for all of you who have now suddenly decided that Andrew Wiggins sucks at hoops. Don't think so.
I don't think he sucks.
So at minimum,
Andrew is exactly what we thought he was.
But at minimum, the only way you can assess this is to tell me the gap between Andrew and Jimmy. And even if I agree with you that there is a gap, it is partially swallowed up, in my opinion, by a few other things: age, depth, first round draft pick, the situation. Like, that's all I'm saying. And so, even if you got a little bit better at your small forward position,
right.
You also are taking a physical risk with injury. You have also given up a first-round draft pick. You have also robbed some of your depth out there with veterans who can come in on certain nights and do some things. I think I'm allowed to be skeptical with that.
You're allowed to do whatever you want.
I'm allowed to feel like somebody in their 20s would have been a better move.
I get that, and for me, that part of it is completely speculative, because I do believe that they were thinking about going out and getting somebody in their 20s, Zion, Brandon Ingram, Cam Johnson, all in their 20s, and all, I believe, were doors upon which they knocked, and the deal wasn't to their liking. And I look at this move, the one thing that I do like the most about it, and put aside the money they paid him, at least this takes away some of the question of, will Jimmy leave, will he opt out, will Jimmy be disgruntled? I think that Jimmy being paid what he's going to be paid, I think that they've all kind of decided, look, this is what we're going with. Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy, whatever else we can do to surround these three, this is what we're going to go with. So for me, I like the fact that they've taken a lot of the guesswork out of it. Now we don't have to go into the offseason and think about big free agents. Are they going to land
big
free agent? They can't.
You're right, but I don't know if that's the greatest thing ever. Like, you're right, they took the guesswork out of it.
It'll either be the best thing because Jimmy's awesome, or it'll be the worst thing because Jimmy's no good.
Yeah, like they also took the flexibility out of it. I don't know that that's a wonderful thing. All right, people want to weigh in. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Jay in South City, our good friend Jay. Hello, my friend. What's going on?
My man, how you guys doing?
We are fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just going to butter you up real quick, Mark.
Let's go.
Dib, stand back. I'm going after Mark today. I'm going to slash tomorrow. What's a non-negotiable? What do I have to have tomorrow?
What do you have to have? I can't claim to have tried everything, but I would smash the smash burger, Jay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty strong.
All right, that's going down like you right now. I have a pit in my stomach, a knot in my stomach for losing Andrew Wiggins. But I just feel like at some point that other shoe was going to drop. And I think he was going to kind of turn into that guy that just kind of floats. And I don't think you get that with Jimmy. And I'm not arguing with all the things that you're saying, that the risks with Jimmy. But Jimmy is a dog. I mean, I think, you know, if you look at that Laker game last night, I think Jimmy kind of calms that game. I think he kind of gets into a situation where he's like, hold my beer, let me take care of this. So where late in games, you see Pods and Buddy and a lot of these guys, they're scared to shoot. So I really do think Jimmy, he's going to bring some value. And he's a dog. I mean, and that's what this team needs. I mean, if you put him and Draymond in a room, I'm putting good money that Jimmy walks out of that room. He's that kind.
Yeah, that's a funny one. I mean, Jay, look, I get it. And Jimmy is a wonderful basketball player. But I also sometimes, I wonder, what do we mean when we, because I hear this a lot, Jimmy's a dog. Let everybody define that for me. What does that mean?
That means he will compete for every last possession, every last scrap to the absolute death. That means he's a fighter. He's a guy who won't shy away from contact. And he's a guy who you can give the ball to in the final minute and say, go get me a bucket and make or miss. He gonna try.
Sounds like somebody I can trust who I know is absolutely gonna give his all at all moments. Is that what you're saying?
On the court, yes.
Okay, and did he do that this year?
Well, I mean, if we want to, like, peel this all the way back for availability and reliability, we can do that. And, you know, the guy he's replacing missed a half a season because he had, you know, things that were happening off the court.
Yeah, that's a little bit, my opinion, that's a little bit of an unfair comparison.
It is a little bit unfair, but I also think it's unfair to look at Jimmy and say, just because he and the Heat were no longer seeing eye to eye, that now he's not a dog.
And Jay, thank you. We're up against it. Appreciate
thank you,
Jay. You calling in.
And I tried to lay out the best I could.
Listen, is that fair? Is it disingenuous? I mean, look, he did it. He did it.
Right.
So, like, it's on the resume, and we're completely allowed to have our feelings about it. And I don't think that Jimmy behaved like a good teammate this year. And I've listened to countless NBA players say that out loud into microphones over the last 2 months. Hell, Shaq went to town on him. But now he's, like, that's all I'm saying. What does that mean to you? Jimmy's a dog. Well, yeah, he's tough. He's a great player. He's got some things on the resume. I'm sorry to tell you that these other things are on the resume, too.
Sure. There's a lot of things on a lot of people's resume. Draymond Green's a dog, but his resume is 4 pages worth of things that he's done that have prevented him from playing basketball.
How long has it been since Jimmy Butler has played 70 games in an NBA season?
2017 was the last time.
Good Lord. That's on the resume. Just wanted to let everybody know. We're sponsored by San Francisco International Airport. More of your calls next. We're going to go live to the Super Bowl with Greg Cosell in exactly an hour, 45 minutes away. The key word for today's entrant into the knockout tournament, 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibbs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I'm gonna fit right in. It's all about winning. So whatever happens, happens. But at the end of the day, if it's for the right reasoning and it's to get a W in that column, what else really matters?
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Can we play a couple more, and then we're going to keep going with the phones. Greg Cosell live at the Super Bowl. I just found out that game was Sunday. Had no idea.
This Sunday?
Apparently. That's the word.
Is it on TV, or is this one of those like Amazon or Peacock deals?
I think it's streaming. Yeah, all you're right. Going to have to get a subscription. But anyway.
In my house, we're probably going to end up watching that Nickelodeon squish splash thing.
Taking a bath?
Totally.
Perfect.
Although my daughter, who's 2.5, thinks that the Super Bowl is the halftime show. So she'll be tuned out until the halftime show, and she's going to learn some new words now.
You know what? Actually, I think she's saying it right. Since it's in New Orleans, I think that's how you say it.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's she just got a little Cajun to her. That's
all right. A little gumbo, going to watch the Super Bowl. Nice.
I like this question. Jimmy Butler was asked, "Hey Jimmy, do you want to be a Warrior, or you know, did you want some money?"
I'm not gonna say that was a big part. I'm happy about it. I am happy about it. I think the biggest part was just getting me to be able to play basketball again. I just want to be able to go out there and do what I've been doing for a very long time and have fun and smile and rip and run. And I feel like I'm just doing cardio majority of the game. So I'm very, very, very happy that I'm not getting suspended no more.
I mean, good for him, but that, come on, man.
I mean, that's a small part of it. I just want to be out there and rip and run and not just be doing cardio anymore.
Wait a minute. I want
to. Yeah, $60 million a year. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I want to be allowed to play basketball again.
Right.
Did the Miami Heat schedule get canceled and I don't know about it?
He didn't suspend himself. Did he suspend himself?
I think he walked off of the practice floor. He left.
He might have had a phone call to take. I mean, he did a lot of things. I'm not going to exonerate him, but...
What would that be if you did?
It would be an exoneration sensation.
Thank you.
Which, I'm not going to do it.
Cha-ching!
Thank you, Grandy, but I'm sure he just wants to play basketball again, and, you know, you can go about doing anything any certain sort of way, and he took a certain tack, yeah. And you know what? It worked.
And I'm not mad at him. You go get your money. And I also know that you can't answer that question the way... that it really should be answered. You can't do that. But let's be real. Yes. Yes. The extension mattered. Yes, it was in fact everything. It was the hold up to the deal. It was why you were mad with Miami. And it, even though you wanted to be a Phoenix Sun, the Golden State Warriors offered you $120 million. So that's why you're here. Yeah. I hate to be so crass about it, but that, like, is that not how you see it?
Well, it has to be the way you see it because he... wasn't going to sign an extension with the Warriors, and then the deal was dead. And we all turned our attention to Kevin Durant, and then all of a sudden, Jimmy Butler would sign an extension because the extension now was going to be 2 years and $120 million plus. So, that's the extension?
By the way.
Oh, I'm going to sign that.
You want me to throw something at you that I heard?
You got a pen?
I don't.
Okay. But I mean, that's what he was saying.
I hear you.
You know, I get it.
You want me to throw something at you? You want to know why Jimmy Butler's a Warrior?
Tell me.
You want to know why?
You won't.
I will. Jimmy Butler is a Warrior because Bradley Beal's wife doesn't like the cold.
Hold on a minute. I'm going to have to hit you with a Roxy Bernstein here. Please explain.
Put it together. It's not that hard of a puzzle to put together.
So is the Bay Area
Please
cold?
Please explain.
No, the Bay Area was not an option for Bradley Beal.
Minnesota?
Milwaukee,
Chicago?
Milwaukee?
Eh, it can be chilly this time of year.
So
Beal to Milwaukee, Bradley and he Beal, says, hey, baby, I'm going to waive my no-trade clause. We're going to Milwaukee. And she says,
no,
like hell you are.
Yeah, no, we're not.
I don't have a mink. I'm fresh out of sweaters.
Yeah.
I prefer the warm climes of Phoenix.
Bradley Beal's no-trade clause is why Jimmy Butler is a Warrior.
It's a no-freeze clause.
And Bradley Beal's no-trade clause, from what I'm told, is based on the fact that Mrs. Beal likes the sun.
Well, there you go.
So she loves playing for the Suns.
And he would be the first man in America to be told what to do by his wife? Said a guy who gets cuffed around, let's see, 325. My wife actually might be in the car right now.
Speaking of needing to take a phone call in the middle of practice.
Yeah. Why don't you take a phone call while I take a phone call?
Let's do that.
I mean, stranger things have happened.
Yeah,
but
and like, again, I'm not trying
to Jimmy's going to call Mrs. Beal and say, hey, thanks. I got $120 million because you don't have a jacket.
Well, no, it happens to be here because you don't have a jacket.
Right.
And I'm not trying to be all cynical. I have no problem with the way life works, but this is how it works. I think it's funny sometimes when we look at professional sports and we get mad at guys for the money they take. I don't know. What the hell drives you when you accept a job? What is it you ask for when you get a job?
I want workplace harmony.
Yeah, when you're negotiating, well, how many different things do you bring up when someone, hey, we'd like to offer you a job. Okay, well, let's negotiate. What do you start bringing up?
I have a locker?
Where is the office? Is it close to my house?
Totally.
No. It's about money.
Yep.
And that's okay. So this was about money, and that's okay.
So Jimmy says, reportedly, I'm not going to sign an extension there. And then somebody whispers in his ear, what about 2 years and $120 million? What if that was your extension? Where's the pen?
Exactly.
Where's the pen?
Yeah.
Because I have no team now. I'm here doing cardio by myself. I just want to rip and run. I get to play with Steph and Draymond and, you know, play for a team that at least is pretending to be a contender. Whether or not they're actually a contender, they're going to try to be one. You're not going to a team that's like, all right, Jimmy, it's going to be you and a bunch of bums, and we're just going to, you know, hope for the lottery. Hope the ping pong balls bounce our way. You at least go somewhere with some champs and some OGs and an owner who at least wants to win.
Yes.
Whether or not he gets to
absolutely
is another question.
No, absolutely. Everybody wants to win, and there is a track record. I think you could have a debate over how realistic the conversation we're having is, but sure. It's obvious. It's a great organization. Nobody around the NBA questions that. Matt in Orinda. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling.
Gentlemen, how you doing this afternoon?
Well, great, man. How are you?
All right. Dibs, I'm going to take you in the Wayback Machine. You ready?
Yeah, please.
I need you guys to listen to me and listen to me good.
Thank you.
I need to, you know, I mean, you don't have to bring it up, but I think you guys both know where that's going. Mark, let me tell you something.
Let's go, Matt.
Mark, let me tell you something.
Let's go.
I'm with you on the Cam Johnson thing, okay? Like, I'm with you on the Cam Johnson thing. But I think the Warriors need more shooting. The Warriors need more shooting. I get that. Season's getting older. See a lot of games. What they needed was more scoring. And, you know, we can talk about dogs, not dogs. Jimmy's a dog. We all know that. Draymond's a dog. We all know that. They needed more scoring. And you know what? Going to surround, and okay, so Wiggs is a 33% shooter. Jimmy's a 30% three-point shooter. You're losing like 6 points max on the best night because Jimmy's a lower volume shooter. I think where this thing has some problems is what people aren't getting to in the out years. So Jimmy had a $58 million player option. We all know that. Looking at all the guys that come off the books on our side this season and next season, you're paying Jimmy $60 a year. That's more than Steph next year. And you've got to go fill $20 million of puts and takes from GP2 and the crew. You got to pay Kuminga $20 million. And now you're looking at a total payroll that's like 222. That's Celtics level, with the Celtics have an average age of mid to late 20s, and our average age is going to be mid 30s. That's the problem with the deal.
I agree. I agree with all of that. Well, first of all, there's all kinds of things that you could point to as far as what is the problem with the deal. There's the now problems. There's the future problems. Let me restate a couple of things. And Matt, thank you very much for calling. And we should put this out there. And I'm at fault for this too. Shams originally reported this extension incorrectly. Jimmy is not going to make $60 million a year. It's going to be 56. I know a lot of you are like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. But he's not making more than Steph next year.
No, it's a bargain.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a bargain.
To make 56 a year.
And he was set to make 52.4 right, with an opt-in.
Right. So it's up to, like, it's a two-year, $111, $112 million deal, somewhere in that.
The way it's structured, it's 54 next year and then 58 the
okay,
following.
So the average is 56, yeah. But it's 54 next year. Look at all the money they keep getting. Every time Grandy opens his mouth, the Warriors get more money. So anyway, they're like... But Matt is exactly right, and this is what I tried to throw out there yesterday. I think what the Warriors knew, with all of the optionality and flexibility that they've been trumpeting for the last year and a half, it really only bought you one big swing, or you could do multiple mid-range swings. They opted for one big swing, and this is it. And you're really going to have a hard time undoing that for a different big swing if you want, if this doesn't look good. So this is, to me, a little underwhelming if this is your big one swing. None of that is to say that I think Jimmy Butler's not a great basketball player. None of that is to say that I think Andrew Wiggins is better than Jimmy Butler. He's not. So if you want to call him a dog or however you want to define this, is great. Jimmy Butler's a fantastic basketball player and better than Andrew Wiggins. But they gave up a lot more than Andrew Wiggins to get him.
Yeah, kind of.
I think that, first-round draft capital is first-round draft capital. And role players who come in and do some things are also a thing.
I guess.
Okay, all I'm saying is... this is your one big swing, and you grab someone who's 35.
Right.
That's tough.
Well, it's your one big swing, and if you wanted to make another one big swing, what would it be, and how would you do it? And that I think, is the calculus that none of us can really answer, but if you want to go into the offseason in free agency, you look at the list of potential free agents, most of the guys who are of Jimmy's caliber are of the same age. None of the young guns are free agents. None of them are going to spring free. If you want to try to dream about trading for Giannis Antetokounmpo, well, that's not going to happen. He's making more than Jimmy, and Milwaukee's going to ask for more than Wiggins, two role players, and a pick to get Giannis. So if you want to talk about them making a big swing, and I do think you're right, Mark, to look at this as their last big move before the end of the Steph and Draymond era, I don't know what other big move would have been feasible or possible or even something you could have done. And I know that fans and even the team probably were all excited about Kevin Durant as that last one big swing, but that wasn't going to happen. KD reportedly didn't want to come here. So if it's not Jimmy now, who would it be and when would it be?
Okay, well, what if I threw this at you? Because what if it was two medium-sized swings instead of one big swing? What if it was that? Like, what if I threw these two lineups at you? You tell me which one sounds like a better lineup.
Right.
And Grandy, Mr. Love All the Deals, why don't you weigh in on this too, okay?
Mr. Lover.
What's a better lineup, okay? Starting lineup of Steph Curry, Brandon Pajemski, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Quentin Post, with Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody highlighting the people who are available off the bench.
And Buddy Hield, yeah. Buddy Hield. That's fine.
Buddy Hield is trying to help you out. People are mad at Buddy right now.
A three-point shoot contest. He at least decided he'd show up, but go ahead.
Or Steph Curry, Cam Johnson, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, Nikola Vucevic, with Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, Buddy Hield, Brandon Pajemski, available to you off the bench. What sounds more attractive to you?
Well, the second one, but I'm curious to know what you would consider trading for those two guys that you just put in your starting lineup.
I believe that both of those players, this is my belief, that those players were available for draft capital and expiring contracts.
So Schroeder and GP2 and Looney.
Probably would have been involved in that.
But it had to be another player, because you're talking about $42 million worth of player coming back.
Right.
And so that right there is about $31 million. I mean, so you'd have to either trade
Kyle Anderson. He went in this deal. There's another $8 million, right?
And how many draft picks would you need to shovel to get those two players?
Probably
six or more.
Oh, God, no.
For Cam Johnson and Nikola Vucevic?
I would say that if you did Cam Johnson, that's going to probably take you two firsts. And I bet Vooch at the buzzer for expiring contracts and 2 seconds might have gotten it done. Like, when people look at
I don't believe that.
I do.
Why didn't
it get done?
Yeah, they probably would have offered that.
For the reason you brought up, like, literally, the Warriors in the end, once they made this deal for Butler, do not have the ability to fill out a roster if they then give up multiple people to go get Nikola Vucevic also. The finances did not work. They didn't work. But basically, from everything that I have heard, and that's no different than anyone else, but Nikola Vucevic was not going to be expensive. I know the reports out there, there's like, oh, they want a first, and the Warriors want to give up a second. When you got to the buzzer on that one, I think if you had enough expiring deals and multiple second-round picks, you could have gotten that done. That is my belief.
Yeah, well, they did. And they had two more expiring deals, and they had picks, right, and they didn't get it done.
But they can't anymore because you wouldn't have enough people to fill out the roster. Because they did a 4-for-1 for Jimmy. That left three roster spots.
Well, you could
spots.
Elevate Pat Spencer from a two-way, and you could elevate Jackson Rowe from a two-way, and those are roster spots you could give for guys making the minimum.
You could. Yes, you could. But so that wouldn't have been enough.
It would have been enough.
No,
roster-wise, yeah.
No, because you did a 4-for-1, and in theory, you would have had to go do another probably 3-for-1 for Vucevic, and now you're out five people. So you don't have enough two-ways sitting there, and you have no money to go pay people.
Well,
that became very, very complex, the idea of now going to get Vucevic after you had already gotten Butler. That was tough.
I think if that was possible, that would have been done beforehand, or it would have been done anyway. I think that the price for those two guys that you're laying out is higher than what you are portraying.
Maybe it would have been lower.
Yeah, we'll never know.
You know?
All I know is that neither one of those deals got done by any team in the association.
Correct.
And if any other team could have sent two expirings in 2 seconds for Vucevic, they would have done it.
I mean, maybe. What do you think? I mean, the Bulls are now they're just going to try to do this again next year. And usually the longer you hold on to them, the price goes down. Hashtag Jimmy Butler.
Right.
Like,
so maybe you can get Vucevic in the offseason.
Yeah, but not now. Not with a 2-year, $112 million extension. Like, there's no more room. There's no money.
Room.
You want to go get Vooch?
You got Kuminga. You can sign and trade. Oh. If you're going to sign and trade him for $20 million.
Nobody wants to do that. I want to get Vucevic for Kuminga. That's an awful-sounding trade.
What are we talking about then?
We're talking about what we're talking about.
Right.
We're talking about what I would have rather done than go get Jimmy Butler. And you're not wrong. I will sit here and admit, maybe they tried and it.
I'm sure they tried.
And they said no.
And trades are hard.
I don't know how they prioritized it. I really don't know that. I don't know that they prioritized two mid-range deals over a bigger deal.
Right.
I actually bet.
I'd love to hear from Mike Dunleavy on this very thing.
I bet they prioritized. Well, they're only going to tell you they prioritized this now because that's what they did. But I would think the way that the Warriors have been thinking and talking, seemingly, that you would prioritize the big name. They wanted the big boom, and they got the big boom.
Yeah, they did.
They got the sham wow.
They got the sham wow. And, you know,
there you go.
They reportedly were all in on, you know, LaVine from, I almost said Adam LaVine, but they were all in on LaVine from Chicago But because Schroeder wasn't yet tradable and Sacramento swooped in before you could trade Schroeder, you were out on that. So that's one thing I would love to hear from Mike Dunleavy is how much was the Schroeder deadline a player in what they were able to do and what they wanted to do?
I wonder how much we're ever going to get answers like that. You know, like once a deal is made, a team is always going to tell you that that's the deal we wanted to make all along. And you know, Zach LaVine, I don't think was a linchpin to anything. Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Guys, it could potentially work, you know, so let's give it a chance because Jimmy actually brings something that the Warriors has been lacking for years now. Somebody who could slow down the game, back down the defender, get to a sweet spot and actually make a layup. Or if not, he knows how to get fouled and shoot free throws. But it could also potentially blow up and become a dumpster fire. And the reason for that is Steve Kerr insists on, you know, because Jimmy is an old dog. He doesn't want to learn new tricks. If he tells him, hey, man, you know, good shot for a better shot, so run around, set screen, and that guy over there is the greatest shooter in the planet. So, you know, wait for him to curl up and get open and pass him the ball. You know, if this dog doesn't like what he hears, this dog's going to go sick. And before I go, I got a Super Bowl prediction. The Philadelphia Eagles are going to get a great start, great jump on the Kansas City Chiefs. For the most part, they're going to lead 27-14. But somehow, some way, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to make two key stops and score two touchdowns in the end. They're going to win 28-27.
Okay, Jonathan, we're going to put that in the vault, we'll see if it all comes true. Listen. I reserve the right to do these two things at the same time. I am going to watch the Warriors. I am going to hope that Jimmy is amazing. I am going to be curious. I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to do all of those things. I can also sit here at the same time and be like, I'd have done something different. I would have done something different if it was possible. Yeah. That's all.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. If it was possible, I would rather have Vucevic and Cam Johnson, even if it cost me four bench pieces and a couple of picks, hopefully not more than one first round pick. That ideally would have been it, but I don't believe that that was there. I do think that Mike Dunleavy and company called everybody all the time for the past, who knows, three or four weeks.
Sure, they did their due diligence.
And they got to the end of it, and they probably were really thinking KD in a reunion, and when that blew up, they thought, oh gosh, we've got about 20 hours left to go here. We need to pivot, and you pivoted to Jimmy Butler, and you knocked on Joe Lacob's door and said, hey, Joe, this Butler thing is close. How do you feel about giving him $111 million over 2 years? And Joe said, yeah, let's do it. We're all in on the Steph Curry window.
Yeah, I mean, that is a scenario, and maybe that is exactly how it played out.
I'm sure that Mike Dunleavy didn't make that call without Joe. Like, you're not going to give him $112 million without Joe.
Yeah.
So this thing has Lacobian prints all over it to me.
Just like Splash.
And you can text me, Joe, if you want, because I'm here and my phone's on.
You gotta give him your number.
He's got it.
No, he doesn't.
Damn right he does.
We're brought to you by Fremont. He can get it. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're sponsored by Lucky California. Draymond Green had some interesting things to say about this deal after the game yesterday. We'll have that for you. Plus, there is actually a Jimmy Butler development that we just received that we will give to you. The knockout tournament keyword is less than 20 minutes away. 888-957-9570. We continue with your phone calls, then go live to New Orleans for Greg Cosell in a half hour. This is Willard and Dibs.
That they always play winning basketball, and they'll do whatever it takes to win. I think that's what I respect most about those guys. And they've won at so many different levels, obviously at the highest level, and done it multiple times. So not only can I bring some things to this team, I think they can teach me a whole lot.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
And your pick stink. I mean, your pick stink. Super Bowl pick is coming.
Oh, and the pick is in.
I know it's in, but none of us know it. It doesn't help us unless we know it. We're going to have to know it.
You'll know it.
You got to tell us.
You want it now?
No.
You want it?
No.
You like that?
Yes. I mean, I like that, and I want it, but not right now.
Okay.
So, later.
You just let me know when.
Okay.
It's pretty. This one's pretty easy.
We're good.
From a guy who's lost 10 of 12. I'll tell you what, I've never felt more confident about a pick than I do this one.
I'm going to fade this so
hard. Oh, my God. If you go 2-11 for the playoffs,
that is going to be fantastic.
Do we want to know who Guru has before or after Dibs?
Before. Pick? I'd like to know that now.
No, I don't want Dibs to know.
No, the pick is already in. I will not change my pick. I've actually bet this one.
Yeah, well, you got just text me. Text me what Guru said because I missed that.
No, wait. Oh. Guru has exactly what I have. I can guarantee it.
How? How do you know?
Because great minds think alike.
All right. You want to just do this right now, and then we'll go back to the phones. Because it's about to get busy. We're going to go to New Orleans here with Greg Cosell in 25 minutes. Monty Poole's coming on later on.
I asked you we could do when it you want it.
Now and then.
Hit the damn button, Grandy.
Do it twice.
Hit the damn button.
It's time for
Fade the Dibbers.
Please explain.
Nostra Diblis gives out his pick. You bet against it. You make money.
Cash me out one time.
It's that simple.
Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Dibs, what's the lock of the day?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's come down to this.
One man.
There is one game.
Yep.
Left in the National Football League season. Dan Dibley has done a wonderful job driving the bus to this point. The bus
is
literally teetering on the edge of a cliff. There have been 12 playoff games. He's won a total of two of them.
Boy.
But that's good for us.
Yep.
That's good for our wallets. We hope that you've been fading the Dibbers. And you get to do it one more time. The Chiefs are favored by 1.5. This is the Super Bowl. Dibs?
Yeah, this is pretty easy to me because you've got a team that doesn't ever seem to lose, even though they're not that good. Patrick Mahomes lost one game all year that he played. I don't know how they do it. And all good things, my brother, must come to an end. The Eagles have a dominant offensive line, I think, that can win at the line of scrimmage against Kansas City, and they've got a diverse running game with the quarterback and the running back. They're going to pound the rock. Big Dom is going to get himself a ring. You take the Eagles, and you lay the point and a half. Wait, why am I clapping?
Say it with me, Fade!
You take the Eagles! Cuckoo!
2-11. 2-11. 2-11.
2-11!
Guys, this is not brain surgery. You take the Eagles and you lay the points, cuckoosh. Or you get the points, sorry.
My God.
And Jonathan from San Francisco is right. It might come down to that way. 28-27 Chiefs. Dibber would win. Dibber going to cash that now.
I get to fade the Dibbers and root against the Eagles.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a parlay.
This is nice.
You're going to root for the Chiefs?
Over the Eagles? Absolutely.
That's an interesting one, and I wonder where Niner fans are, because the actual absolute visceral hatred of Sirianni and Philadelphia.
Oh,
and,
gosh.
Hey, I'm Big Dom. You guys hate me.
Well, I mean.
Why do you hate me so much? I'm just Big Dom.
Both of these teams offer, at least a 49er fan, plenty of reasons to root against them.
Yep.
Both of them do. I had said a couple of weeks ago, as soon as this matchup came to fruition, and I still believe this now, the problem with this, and yes, I'm partially speaking on behalf of 49er fans, but I think a lot of fan bases all over the country, the problem with this is we tend to get fatigued by teams. The Patriots played that role for a long time, but that's fine as long as there's only one of them in the game. Because then you get to do the American content good versus evil thing.
Yep.
It's kind of what every movie that's ever been made is based on, right? There's there's Han Solo, and then there's Darth Vader. There's Luke Skywalker, yep. And there's the Emperor.
There's like, Dodgeball, there's Globo Gym, and Average Joe's.
Right, like you got to have good versus evil. And unfortunately, this Super Bowl is evil versus evil. And like, I know that, you know, Godzilla played King Kong once upon a time. I don't even really know those dudes, so I don't even know that they're evil, but I think that that's the point.
Those dudes.
I don't know those guys. But you know what I mean? The Joker doesn't play the Penguin. Did they do that in a movie? Did they ever have that? Anyway.
But you did have Superman versus Batman in the movie.
But that's good guy versus good guy, and I don't even really understand what was going on
there.
It
was a tune-out.
The point is it's supposed to be good versus evil. And this is evil versus evil in the eyes of most and many. And now, like everything else in the world, too, it's been politicized. We've even got, like, political parties that have sort of been affixed to both teams, and people are rooting for them based on that. We're rooting for them based on, you know, which celebrity this person is dating or who's reading books on sidelines. Honestly, everybody wants to root against both of these teams, and that's a problem. I actually think it fed a little bit into the narrative that took over this week, which is that combined with major names trading teams in the NBA, it's been the quietest week leading up to a Super Bowl I think I can ever remember.
And we can only speak to this market, but in this market, certainly it's been that quiet. I wonder in Philadelphia and Kansas City, it was probably pretty loud, but
I'm
thinking about more neutral markets, like not Dallas or Chicago where they traded actual NBA players, but other big markets outside of this one, like Miami would be a good test case. Like in Miami, what are you talking about on Sports Talk? Are you talking about, I mean, Jimmy Butler and that ongoing saga or the Super Bowl? Are you over Jimmy Butler?
Probably Jimmy Butler.
I mean, Atlanta.
What about this question? Remember, like, the name Paul George came up.
Yep.
What if the Sixers had traded Paul George for Andrew Wiggins? Is that getting any run in Philadelphia this week?
Yes, but not as much run as the game, I don't think. I think the game would probably, you know, take over.
Although, remember, this is fatigue week, normally. It's like, by now, because of the two-week run-up, this is the week where you're like, I'm kind of exhausted by all the stories.
Yeah.
Can we just play the game?
But you threw out something interesting on our thread today about, would you rather have had this February with NBA trade madness or last February where we were getting ready for a football game?
You know what? Let's play with that after Greg Cosell.
Okay.
Because I think that
it was, like, interesting because I wasn't sure where I was. And
which did you find more fun? Which was the week leading up to the Niners in the Super Bowl? Or this trade deadline week and the Warriors landing Jimmy Butler?
I would say,
what was more fun?
Last year was more fun, but it's a little bit colored by the fact that I know how it ends. Like, if I know how this ends, let's say Jimmy Butler goes full Jimmy Butler, and in 7 weeks, he demands to be traded again, and he's like, I'm not playing for them anymore. I don't like Steve Kerr's rotations. I don't like this. I don't like that. If this ends that way, I'll feel different. I know how that ended last year. Had it ended differently, you know, that week would have been, it would have felt a lot more fun after the fact. But last year was pretty awesome.
I can't believe you picked the Eagles.
Why, you like the Eagles?
You want to know who Goo picked?
He took the Eagles.
Goo picked the Chiefs.
Well, Goo picked the Chiefs because he picked the Chiefs in the Steiny bet.
One of you is going to be right.
Yeah, that's one crazy. And a half. Impossible to be a push.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm uncomfortable with that situation.
Goo took the Chiefs because he already took the Chiefs.
That's who's pot committed. That's a good point. That's a good point. Pot committed.
I mean, a savvy move would have been for him to take the Eagles. That way he would be covered. It would be an emotional hedge.
The Chiefs win by one. What happens if the Chiefs win by one?
Then he wins both ways.
Exactly.
It's a two-way go.
Yeah. Well, we win because you don't take the 1.5 spread.
No.
Take the money
out. Line's only like +110, right? It's not.
It's probably not much.
Probably
oh, no.
I'm going to ask Greg Cosell the most important question in terms of who's going to win the game, and it's what I'm basing my Philly pick on. Can the Philadelphia offensive line do enough to a very good Chiefs defensive line to be able to run the ball? And also, I'm fascinated by the Spagnuolo versus Kellen Moore, right?
Well, and Barkley.
Right.
Like, Saquon Barkley runs for 1,000 yards every week. The Chiefs have not given up a 100-yard rusher all year or in any of their playoff games in this era.
Right.
Like, they don't do it. Is Saquon going to be the guy? Ah.
Yeah.
People tell me that defense wins championships. So, listen.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Greg Cosell in 15 minutes. And also, by the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.